Point with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're discussing the topic, foolish fads. One of the most perplexing problems faced by parents today is that of dealing with the fads that come along among teenagers. We can look back over the past century and see a number of foolish things that have come and, thankfully, gone. Such things as the flapper era and swallowing goldfish no longer trouble parents. Nowadays, we worry about hair lengths, dress styles, and drugs. But no matter what the year may be, we can be sure of two things. Fads will continue to come and go, and generally, the overall trend will be downward. Young people, by their very nature, are prone to fads. Because they enjoy one another's company in preference to that of adults, they're bound to pick up habits, slang, and quirks of behavior that are foreign to adults. And because we know that the God of this world, Satan, is engaged in an eternal struggle with our Heavenly Father, we know that the overall trend will be downward. The Bible says, "In the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof." And so we can be sure that young people will pick up fads that are objectionable to parents. The question that parents face, though, is how should we deal with these foolish fads? How can we guide our children through the multitude of these fads until they're mature enough to stand on their own two feet? Basically, there are two considerations that should guide a young person as he faces any decision. Whether or not a fad is involved makes no difference. First of all, no Christian teenager should practice something that the Bible clearly condemns. Take, for instance, the matter of drugs. The Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." On the basis of this passage, we can condemn drugs, since they've been shown by medical science to harm the body. Many other fads can be condemned using the same basic approach, showing that they conflict with the Word of God. The second consideration that a young person should take into account is that of his own personal testimony. He needs to remember that no one lives to himself and no one dies to himself. As we rub shoulders with others, we influence them for evil or for good. And those young people who love Jesus Christ should be careful about adopting foolish fads that will hurt their testimonies. Paul set the example here when he said, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak." Again, the apostle said, "When ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend." Now necessarily, in order to train your children to follow these two guiding principles, you need to start early in life. You can't expect to wait until the problems start to give your children principles by which to live. You need to begin when he's small, when he's still pliable and capable of being trained. Make certain that your own life is consistent. Hold regular family devotions. Memorize verses together. In short, train him up in the way he should go so that when he's older, he'll not depart from it. In this way, you help your child face foolish fads.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.